Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. An awful mass shooting. Tennessee rep back on the job. Newsom wants a new job. And female athletes will soon be out of a job. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, a 25-year-old bank employee went to the bank that he was recently fired from and murdered four people between the ages of 40 and 64. This is downtown Louisville, Kentucky. The governor of Kentucky said the senior vice president of the bank, one of the men who was killed, was one of his closest friends. The murderer was killed by police. Nine other people were injured, including a 26-year-old police officer who just graduated the academy 10 days ago and was shot in the head. He started opening fire 30 minutes before the bank opened to the public during a Monday morning meeting, and some people were there virtually, so they watched the shooting on their computers. Horrific. The two Tennessee assemblymen who were expelled from the chamber for their role in some protests last week, well, the vacant assembly seat was to be appointed by the Nashville City Council for the assemblyman who was from that district. Well, the Nashville City Council just voted to appoint the same guy, the guy who was expelled. So one of them's going back. They voted 36 to nothing. Nashville's a blue city. Even Nashville, Tennessee is a blue city. The other reps from Memphis and the county government is going to vote to fill that seat. And we expect them to do the same thing when they meet on Wednesday. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, finishing up his Campaign for Democracy tour across red states. He went to Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, and of course, Florida, where he said that Ron DeSantis is going to be rolled by Trump. So he's in red states lecturing them that they're doing it wrong. Meanwhile, the city of San Francisco, which he used to be the mayor of, the mayor asked for the federal government's help in fighting crime in her city. She said the scale of the problem is beyond our local capacity. So she needs money from the people of Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Florida, among others, to help. Megan Rapinoe from the U.S. women's soccer team. She's the one with the pink or purple hair who went on to inexplicably become a Victoria's Secret model. She and 40 other women wrote a letter opposed to the Protection of Girls and Women in Sports Act. This act would require people to... Dudes couldn't compete against women. And these women are against that. They want men in women's sports. You'll remember in 2017, an under 15 boys soccer team crushed the women's national team 5-2. So 14-year-old boys. And this is the only thing that will end the madness is just to have all men in soccer. Just have one team with 11 men playing against the women. And we'll see how much they'd like men competing in women's sports. Message of the day with Bill. Next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, the Clarence Thomas thing is illuminating and once again shows how wicked the American media really is. The justice allowed his longtime friend Harlan Crowe, a wealthy Texan, to pick up some vacation expenses over the years. Mr. Crowe had no business with the court. Apparently, there was no Supreme Court edict against that until fairly recently, so Thomas believes he did nothing wrong by accepting his friend's largesse. It was interesting to see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez jump the line in hammering Clarence Thomas, even though she accepted freebies in a museum controversy last year where she was scolded by the House Ethics Committee. But as Barbara Streisand once sang, misty watercolored memories, right, Congresswoman? But it is the civilian Harlan Crowe who really is being worked over. The media painting him as a Nazi sympathizer because he has a copy of Hitler's book Mein Kampf signed by the mass murderer. Well, I know this story firsthand because I visited Mr. Crowe's home and saw his historical collection. Yeah, he has stuff from heinous villains, but that's history. But he has much more documentation and letters, things like that, from American heroes. Nevertheless, the left-wing media demonizing Harlan Crowe because he's friends with Justice Thomas. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. David, concierge member, Bill, you asked if Biden's upcoming visit to Ireland helps America. I would say yes, since he'll be out of the country. But he doesn't run the country. The other people do. So it's not going to matter. Greg Bruno, Staten Island, New York. What do you think about a Trump-Gabbard ticket? The problem with Tulsi Gabbard is she's an isolationist. Be tough to have Trump run with her. James Day, Batavia, New York. What is the going on with the dollar? I'm hearing we're going crypto and digital. Look, I know this conspiracy dollar stuff is all over the place. Ignore it. If I thought there was something to it, I would tell you. Okay? It's just conspiracy BS. Renaud Amari, Medford, Oregon. And we thought the country was falling apart during Vietnam and everything else going on in the 60s. There's no comparison to what's happening today. I wish more people would discuss this in some way to drive home the seriousness of it. People know. I mean, the people who live in a bubble and don't pay attention, Renard, they don't know, but they don't care. But anyone aware knows the division. Teresa, concierge member, thank you, Teresa. I have never seen this country be in the situation that it is. We can't talk to each other without being labeled a racist. I remember years ago when conversation between two persons of different persuasion was enjoyable. No longer. I still make fun of my liberal friends, and they give it back to me. But I know what you're saying. And I tell people, don't even bother. Don't even bother. If you know somebody you're not going to change their mind, don't bother. You can refer them here. You can do that. But don't you do it. Mark Jager, Barngut, New Jersey. Just watch Killing Jesus on Good Friday, a perfect way to reflect on the day. Killing Jesus, the book and the movie, it's worth the time. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1970, a third mission to the moon launched from Florida. After a massive explosion in deep space, thousands of people worked heroically to bring the astronauts home. Of course, they never made it to the moon. Here is the story of Apollo 13. The crew consisted of Commander James Lovell, Lunar Module Pilot Fred Hayes, and Command Module Pilot Jack Swigert. On April 11, 1970, the three-man team took off from Cape Canaveral without incident. 2 days later, the astronauts were performing routine maintenance operations when the main oxygen tank exploded. They were 200,000 miles from Earth. Captain Lovell's iconic statement in Mission Control, "Houston, we have a problem." For the next 72 hours, Lovell huddled with his crew in the freezing spaceship. Mission Control spent this time frantically trying to create a procedure that would allow the astronauts to land safely in the Pacific Ocean and spare their lives. A new mission was developed. The team quickly converted the lunar landing module into a lifeboat. It was a rough journey home. Each crew member lost an average of 10 pounds. Hayes developed a kidney infection, but the small vessel carried the crew long enough to reach the Earth's atmosphere. The astronauts splashed safely into the Pacific Ocean near Samoa on April 17th. It was later determined that a small wiring defect led to the explosion. The design flaw occurred 2 years before the spacecraft even took off, but it was never uncovered. And here's something else you might not know. In total, the Apollo program cost taxpayers $100 billion in today's currency, but it might have been worth it. Between 1961 and 72, NASA made the following scientific advancements: athletic sneakers, firefighter suits, heart monitors, solar panels, battery-powered screwdrivers, non-stick frying pans, freeze-dried food, plastic containers, Velcro, wireless headphones, even a miniature vacuum that is now known as the Dust Buster. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.